It's the Gutter Show with me, Rob Gutman. I've got John Gibbons, I've got Paul Hogan, and I've got James Pearce, all the way from The Athletic. How are you, James? It's been a long time, it feels like.
I'm good, thanks, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Immersed in transfers, as you last found me, I think, probably all those months or years ago. and that's what we're going to drill down into today. We will be going, discussing the usual suspects as per, and discussing a few subjects around Liverpool and transfers. I'm gonna start with you, actually, James, because I see these other boys more frequently. So I keep reading features whereby there's a general conversation around Liverpool's transfer business this window is that Liverpool, like all great teams, need to consider freshening for freshening's sake, as though you can't just keep going again. Now, this conversation slightly irks me because it disregards the age of our team. These are not Real Madrid's 35-year-old midfielders. This is not, you know, we have late players who are, apart from James Milner, generally under 30 years of age. But we keep being told, you can't just go again, it gets stale. Freshening for freshening's sake's a thing. Do you buy that? Do you see the logic in those kind of statements?
No, I don't know. And I keep hearing kind of pundits on radio and TV kind of say that you run the risk of it going stale. And I didn't see a team on the weekend who looked particularly stale. You know, of course there were faults to the performance that have been well documented, but no, it's the reality is it's very difficult to improve upon this Liverpool starting 11. I don't think they need to freshen up just for the sake of it. I think where I agree with fans who are concerned about the lack of business so far this summer is more to do with the depth going into a season like no other in terms of the intensity and the schedule that these players are going to be facing with, you know, the same number of competitions shoehorned into, you know, 3-4 weeks less. So I think, you know, for me it doesn't need freshening up for the sake of it just because Liverpool won the league last season. I don't think you need to throw in a new starter just to put everyone else on their toes, because, you know, that is just not the environment that Klopp has created. I don't think those players need to be kept on their toes.